服务员，您听，亲爱的奉送者们，大家早上好。今天是2019年6月26日，星期三。我们再次荣幸的邀请到了罗德·特朗普部，为我们继续来讲解《永恒的启示：探险经》续集《探险者》Terminator。
Vrindavane Stita Charan.Nandayan Svalokane Atmanam Nachatada Loka Goranga Parito Brahmat. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled all over Vrindavan and pleased all the living entities, moving and non-moving, with his glances. The Lord took much personal pleasure in seeing everyone. In this way, Lord GorangaTraveled in Vrindavan.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 走遍了 Vrindavan, 他瞥视了所有动与不动的生物。见到 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 时，他们都满心欢喜。主见到了每一个人，也都非常的高兴。就这样，主 Goranga 走遍了 Vrindavan.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda
Jai
Dvaita Chandra Jai Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila Chapter 18 Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Visit to Sri Vrindavan
今天我们继续来阅读永恒的启探念经Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 中篇逍遥的第十八章主 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 去往 Sri Vrindavan
We're beginning a new chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita
今天我们开始 Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita 中的新的一章
By the mercy of Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami
藉着 Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami 的仁慈
By the mercy of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur
藉着 Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 的仁慈
And the mercy of Srila Prabhupada who translated this enormous work
以及这篇红篇巨著的译者 Srila Prabhupada 的仁慈
So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is nowIn Vrindavan, and he begins to visit the different holy places.
现在是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 已经身在 Vrindavan, 于是他开始去到 Vrindavan 不同的圣地。
In the last lecture, we discussed how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to interact with the cows and the animals and the birds and the trees.
在上一章中我们已经讲到了 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 开始与 Vrindavan 的奶牛们、鸟儿们、动物们、植物们交流。
And here it is mentioned that he traveled all over Vrindavan and he made all the living entities very happy.
那在这里呢就讲到了 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 走遍了 Vrindavan, 他让 Vrindavan 所有的生灵都感到满心喜悦。
Not only he made everyone very happy, but he was very happy himself.
他不仅他让每一个人都感到兴高采烈，他自己也感到非常的喜悦。
This is a very important event.
这是非常重要的事件。
Because Krishna left Vrindavan 5,000 years ago to go to Mathura and Dwarka.
因为在五千年之前 ，Krishna 离开了 Vrindavan， 去往了 Mathura 和 Dwarka。
And now Krishna comes in the form of his devotee. He is Krishna himself in the form of a devotee, and he is returning to Vrindavan.
现在呢 ，Krishna 就以他的奉献者的一个形象，亲自再一次来到了 Vrindavan.
So obviously, it is like Krishna returning to his own home.
所以显而易见，这好像是 Krishna 又重返故里了。
So he is very happy to be back home.
所以当他回到家中的时候，他感到非常的喜悦。
And all the living entities in Vrindavan are very happy to see him again.
那看又一次看到了，他所有的 Vrindavan 的生物也都喜出望外。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inaugurates the procedure how to be in the Holy Dham and how to visit the Holy Dham.
那是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他就建立了一种在一个圣地应当如何一个一个的去朝拜的一种方式。
There are two kinds of pastimes.
那么逍遥时光可以分为两种。
One is called Prakat Lila, and the other is called Aprakat Lila.
一个叫 Prakat Lila, 还有一个叫 Aprakat Lila.
Prakat means manifested. You can see them with your own eyes.
Prakat Lila 呢 ？Prakat 的意思就是说是展示的，也就是说你可以亲眼见到。
And Aprakat means not manifested.
Aprakat 的意思呢，就是隐而不现的。
In other words, they are taking place, but you can't see them.
也就是说，它是一直在发生、在进行中的，但是你的眼睛却看不见。
So those pastimes that took place in Vrindavan, they are called Prakat Lila. They are manifested to the eyes of everyone.
那么在这个 Vrindavan 的所有的逍遥时光呢，就被称为 Prakat Lila， 也就是说是展示的逍遥时光，是每一个人都能够看见的。
And those pastimes that take place that we cannot see, they are the pastimes that take place in the spiritual world.
那些眼而不见的那些Lila， 那些逍遥时光呢，就是在灵性世界所展示的，我们的眼睛看不见。
So the pastimes that take place in this world in Vrindavan, they are the pastimes of Gokul.
那么在我们所在的这个地球的 Vrindavan， 所展示的逍遥时光就是发生在 Gokul 这个地方。
And the pastimes that take place in the spiritual world are the pastimes of Goloka.
那在灵性世界的这些逍遥时光呢，我们就说它是发生在 Goloka 的。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Radha and Krishna himself, he is revealing to us what is this manifested pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan.
所以说呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu， 也就是说 Radha 和 Krishna 和二唯一的形象，就是 Radha Krishna 本人。他呢就向我们展示了这个就是显现的这个逍遥时光，在 Vrindavan 的这个逍遥时光。
But one thing to understand is that the pastimes of Gokul are eternal, just like the pastimes of Goloka are eternal.
那我们要知道的一点就是在 Gokul 的这些逍遥时光，就像在 Gokula 的逍遥时光。一样都是永恒的。
And the same goes for the pastimes in Mayapur, and the same goes for the pastimes in Puri, and the same goes for the pastimes in Dwarka.
在 Puri 的逍遥时光，还是 Dwarka 的逍遥时光呢？也都是一样，都是永
恒。Solution when this material manifestation returns into the body of Mahavishnu.These four holy dhams are never destroyed.
也就是说呢，在宇宙毁灭消融的时候，所有的这些物质的展示都再一次进入到 Mahavishnu 的腹中的时候，前面所说到的四个圣地依然存在，因为他们是永恒的。
So Krishna comes regularly once of each day of Brahma, and he performs his pastimes in Vrindavan.
那么就是在 Brahma 的每一天，主 Krishna 他会展示在他会显现。那他的逍遥时光呢，就是在 Vrindavan 发生。
This is always taking place.
那么这样的逍遥时光是一直在展示的。
Now the Acharyas are informing us that in Kali Yuga, the holy name of Krishna is the process of attaining perfection.
那么 Acharya 们历代先师们告诉我在告诉我们在这个卡利年在唱诵 Hare Krishna Mahamantra 是达到完美的途径。
But that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does not come in every Kali Yuga.
但是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 也不是每一个卡利年代都临在的。
So it's very special that he did come 500 years ago.
所以呢当他500年前显现在这个地球上的时候那是非常特别的事。
So now Lord Krishna himself in the form of Mahaprabhu is becoming our personal guide to Vrindavan.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的身份显现在我们面前，他将亲自的带领我们朝圣。
So today we are going to continue our parikram.
那今天呢，我们就要踏上 parikram 绕拜圣地之旅。
So take your parikram bag with you.
所以呢，请你们带好自己的绕拜圣地的行李。
Put
在脸上要抹好防晒霜，这样呢不会被晒伤。
Make sure you wear a hat.
最好是戴上帽子。
Because it's getting very hot in Vrindavan.
因为现在 Vrindavan 非常的炎热。
Make sure that you don't take your shoes with you.
不要带上鞋子。
Because we're going to step into the dust of Braj.
因为我们将踏着 Braj 的尘土前行。
And the dust of Braj is the most powerful ingredient for pure bhakti.
而 Braj 的这个尘土呢，也就是达到纯粹的 bhakti 的最重要的元素。
And before we begin this parikram, we're going to recite the 10 offenses to the holy dham to avoid.
那么在我们开始朝圣之旅之前，我们首先先读一下对圣地的十项冒犯，我们知道这都究竟都是一些什么冒犯。
And these were listed by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur 罗列出来的。
So the first offense to avoid is to disrespect the spiritual master in the holy dham.
第一条这个冒犯呢，就是说对圣地的灵性导师表示轻视，就是不敬。
The second offense is to think that the holy dham is temporary. The third offense is to commit violence towards the residents of the holy dham or any pilgrims in the holy dham.
然后呢，第三条就是对于圣地的居民或者所有参加或者呢任何一个朝圣者施暴。
The fourth offense is to perform mundane activities while in the holy dham.
第四条就是说当居住在圣地的时候还从事世俗的活动。
The fifth offense is to make money or business on the deities or business on the holy name.
然后呢第五条呢就是说拿神像崇拜或者是唱诵圣名来赚取利润。
The sixth offense is to think that the holy dham is situated in a mundane geographical location.
第六条就是说以为圣地呢是属于这个世俗的是一个世俗的地理概念。
Or trying to measure the holy dham or trying to think that the holy dham is also for the demigods.
或者说呢就是以为圣地呢也是为半神人所准备的。Can you explain to measure and to...
To measure means you think that the holy dham is going from this place to that place, but actually the holy dham is limitless.
For demigods, what about for the demigods?
Here it is mentioned that the holy place connected to some demigod or attempt to measure the holy dham.
那这条冒犯呢指的就是说试图用物质的方式去丈量圣地。然后或者说呢就是认为这些圣地呢是和哪个半神人有关。
The seventh offense is to commit sinful activities in the holy dham.
第七个麻烦就是说在圣地从事罪恶的活动。
The eighth offense is to consider that Vrindavan and Navadvipa are different when actually they are the same.
然后第八条呢意思就是说认为 Vrindavan 和Navadvip 是不同的而实际上这两者是完全相同的。
Yes.
就是在这两个圣地之间做分别。
Yes.The eighth offense is to consider, the ninth offense is to blaspheme the scriptures that glorify the Holy Dhamma.
第九个冒犯就是说亵渎荣耀圣地的经典启示经典。
And the tenth offense is to have no faith or to think of the glories of the Holy Dhamma to be imaginary.
第十条呢就是说对圣地全无信心，认为荣耀圣地是凭空虚想的。
So these are the ten offenses to avoid in the Holy Dhamma.
这十条呢，就是说是在圣地要必须要杜绝的。
Now we are prepared to go and follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
那现在呢，让我们跟随 Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
So Lord Chaitanya, he was dancing in ecstasy while he was walking around Vrindavan.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 一边在 Vrindavan 行走，一边在狂喜中翩翩起舞。
And then he arrived at a place called Aritgram.
这个时候呢，他先来到了 Aritgram 这个圣地。
Gram means village.
Gram 的意思是村子。
So Prabhupada explained what is Aritgram.
那师拉帕帕就解释说什么是 Aritgram 呢
Aritgram is also known as Aristagram.
那这个 Aritgram 呢又被称为 Aristagram.
And Arista comes from the name Aristasura.
Aristagram 呢这个 Arista 呢又是 Aristasura 这个名字衍生而来的。
And we know that Aristasura is the demon bull who tried to kill Krishna.
那我们都知道 Arista就是他也就是那个要Aristasura 呢也就是说要杀死 Krishna 的那个牛魔。
This is one of the last demons who tried to kill Krishna during his Vrindavan pastimes.
这个是当 Krishna 还在 Vrindavan 的时候在他的逍遥时光当中就是几乎是到了最后要杀死 Krishna 的恶魔。
So there is a story behind this, of course.
当然了，在这个背后呢，还有一个故事。
But it's interesting that when Lord Chaitanya arrived in that village, the villagers themselves did not know why their village was called Aristagram.
那非常有意思的是，当那个是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 到了那个村子的时候，才知道当地的村民都不知道他们这个名字的来历。
And the Brahmana from Mathura who accompanied Lord Chaitanya, he also had no idea what was this place.
那么从这个 Mathura 来的伴随着主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的这个婆罗门呢他对于这个地方也可以说是一无所知。
So Lord Chaitanya, he asked the people, where is Radhakund?
那这个时候 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就询问当地人说 Radhakund 在哪里啊？
And they had no idea what he was talking about.
他们不知道他说的是什么。
The Brahmana did not know what he was talking about.
婆罗门也不明白他在说些什么。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood that this village of Aristagram was the location of Radhakund.
那么 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢立刻就明白了，就是这个地方 Aristagram 呢就是 Radhakund 所在地。
Because this is the place where Krishna killed the demon Aristasura.
因为呢，这就是 Krishna 杀死 Aristasura， 也就是这个牛魔的地方。
So what's the connection between Radhakund and Aristasura?
那 Radhakund 和 Aristasura 到底有什么关系呢？
On one very special evening when Krishna was about to engage in Rasa Lila with the gopis.
有一天晚上，当 Krishna 正要跟牧牛姑娘们一起进行 Rasa 之舞的时候
Aristasura came as a giant bull and tried to defy and destroy Krishna.
那 Aristasura 呢就是一个大的公牛的那个形体就突然出现在他们的面前要准备攻击 Krishna.
Krishna grabbed him by the horn, lifted him up, and crushed him to the ground to his death.
那 Krishna 呢，就一把抓住了他的牛角，把他举到空中，再狠狠地摔到这个地上。
So now that the bull was killed, Krishna was available for Rasa Lila.
那公牛就被杀死了，这个时候 Krishna 就准备好要去参加 Rasa Lila 了。
But Radharani and the gopis, they did not agree with that.
但是呢 ,Radharani 和那些牧牛姑娘就不干了。
Because they said, this is against Dharma, this is very irreligious to kill a bull.
那就说呢 ,Krishna, 刚才的这个行为是违背 Dharma 的。因为杀死牛是非常的不虔诚的活动，就是是违背宗教原则的。
But Krishna argued, but he's a demon bull.
那 Krishna 他说呢，但是这个牛可是一个恶魔呀。
The gopi says a bull is a bull.
那这个牧牛姑娘们说，公牛就是公牛。
So they did not want to be with Krishna anymore.
所以这样他们就再也不想跟 Krishna 在一起了。
So Radharani got very upset for your sinful activities. You have to go and bathe in all. So Krishna says, well, I don't have to go anywhere. I will just call all the holy places to come to me. All the holy rivers.
Krishna 说呢，我不用那么麻烦，得一个一个去不同的这些圣河，我只要把他们都召唤到我跟前就行了。
So all the personalities of all the holy rivers came in front of Krishna and they said, okay, we are ready to serve you.
那于是呢，所有的人格性的圣河呢，就都纷纷来到了 Krishna 的面前，对他说，请告诉我们该如何服务您。
And they created this beautiful kund that became known as Shyamakund.
所以他们就在一起创造了一个非常美丽的湖叫 Shyamakund.
But Radharani did not want to touch the water of that kund.
但是 Radharani 都不愿意碰那个 Shyamakund 里的水。
She said, I will have my own kund.
她说我自己造一个湖。
So she formed a chain of gopis going from Shyamakund all the way to Manasiganga, which is halfway down Govardhan Hill, and they carried water from one pot to another.
于是呢，他就让所有的这些牧牛姑娘们从 Shyamakund 一个一缸嘎，那 Manasiganga 呢，就是到这个Govardhan 山这个半山腰的这个地方。于是这样呢，他们就从 Manasiganga 马纳西甘嘎那里呢，把这个水呢一罐一罐的传递过来。
And the gopis dig underground and they made this beautiful kund that they called Radhakund.
然后呢，牧牛姑娘们就拿出他们的手镯子，在地上挖地，一直在这个马纳西甘嘎的活水呢，就都注到这个kund里面。
So Krishna glorified Radharani's lake.
那 Krishna 就荣耀了 Radharani 的湖。
And she became pacified.
Radharani 呢，她就得到了安慰，她就平静了下来。
She became pacified.
她就平静了下来，再也不生气了。
And she said, "Okay, I will bathe in your kund."
然后她就答应说，那好吧，我也到你的kund里面，到你的湖里去沐浴吧。
And Krishna says, okay, I will bathe in your kund.
Krishna 就说，那好，我也到你的湖里去沐浴。
This is why the procedure for taking bath at Radhakund is to do Shyamakund, Radhakund, Shyamakund, Radhakund, three times. You bathe in the two kunds.
这就是为什么当你到了 Radhakund, Shyamakund 沐浴的时候呢，你就要就是轮流的到 Shyamakund 沐浴，到 Radhakund 再到 Shyamakund, Radhakund, 就这样三个回合。
And these two kunds, these two lakes of Radhakund and Shyamakund have been held by all the Vaishnavas and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha Krishna as the highest, most elevated place for Krishna's pastimes.
那么就是这个 Radhakund 和 Shyamakund 呢，就是所有的 Vaishnava 奉献者 Chaitanya 马哈帕布所赞颂的两个湖，他们说呢，他们赞美这两个湖为所有的逍遥 Radha 和 Krishna 所有的逍遥时光中最崇高的地方。
And this is very nicely explained by Srila Rupa Goswami in Upadeshamrita, the Nectar of Instruction.
那 Upadeshamrita 在这个教诲的甘露当中呢，就讲到了这一点。Srila Rupa Goswami 就讲到了这一点。
So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at the village of Aristagram, he asked the people because he knows he is the one who made those lakes. So he asking, where is Radha-kun?
所以呢，当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 来到了 Aristagram 的时候呢，他就询问当地的村民说，这些困在哪里？ Radha-kun 在什么地方呢？Radha-kun 山外困，因为是这个困是他亲自所造的。
People had no idea what he was talking about.
但是当地人都不明白他说的是什么。
So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the middle of a field, he saw two little ponds.Small ponds.
然后呢，后来呢，且丹娘马哈婆婆就在这个田野的这个中间，然后就看到了两个很小的小水塘。
And there was very little water in it.
里面只有一点点水。
But Lord Chaitanya took bath in this water, and he understood this is Radha-kun and this is Shyamakun.
那当且丹娘马哈婆婆在这个水里面沐浴之后，他就明白这就是 Radha-kun 和 Shyamakun。
So the people were amazed to see Lord Chaitanya taking bath in those little ponds.
当 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在这小水塘里面沐浴的时候，村民们看到了都感到非常的吃惊。
Not only that, but Lord Chaitanya, after taking bath, he took mud from the pond and he placed foam tilak on his body.
而且不仅如此，当沐浴完之后 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 还从水塘的底部，取了一些泥。抹在自己的身上，涂了 tilak。
And then Lord Chaitanya began to
祈祷了。
Sabha gopi hai te Radha Krishna prayasi tai chi. Ani is the dearmost. Similarly, the lake known as Radha-kun is very dear to the Lord.
在所有的牧牛姑娘沟渠之中 Radha Rani 是挚爱，同样的这被称为 Radha-kun 的湖也对主非常的亲切，因为它也是 Srimati Radha Rani 的挚爱。
Yatha Radha Priya Vishnu Stasya Kundam Priya Tata Sarva Gopeshu Saive Just as to Lord Krishna, her lake, known as Radha-kun, is also very dear to him. Of all the gopis, Srimati Radharani is certainly the most beloved.
正如 Srimati Radharani 是主 Krishna 的挚爱，因此他的湖，也就是 Radha-kun, 也对他极其的亲切。在所有的 gopi 牧牛姑娘们中，Srimati Radharani 对主而言毫无疑问是最高的挚爱。
Now in that lake Lord Krishna and Srimati Radharani used to sport the deli in the water and have Rasa Lila on the bank.
那就在那个湖里呢，主 Krishna 和 Srimati Radharani 经常的在水中嬉戏，他们也经常在河岸上跳起 Rasa 之舞。
Lord Krishna gives ecstatic love like that of Srimati Radharani to whoever takes bath in that lake even once in his life.
那么 Srimati Radharani 呢，将爱赐予所有的在湖中沐浴过的人，哪怕只是这一生当中只沐浴了一次，同样的，主 Krishna 也给予他们狂喜之爱。
In other words, anyone who takes bath in Radha-kund and Shyama-kund, even once in their life, they will get pure love for Krishna, the way Srimati Radharani has pure love for Krishna.
那就是换句话说呢，就是对于那些在 Radha-kund 和 Shyama-kund 中沐浴过的人，哪怕他们这一生只是沐浴了一次，他们也可以从 Krishna 那里被赐予。 最高的、最纯粹的这种爱，就好像是Srimati Radharani对Krishna的爱一样。In
the beginning of the Krishna consciousness movement, when the devotees used to go to Vrindavan, they were all excited to go to Radha-kund.
在Krishna知觉的早期，奉献者们都特别热爱去 Radha-kund 和 Shyama-kund.
And because they were Westerners, they thought it was just like a swimming pool.
那他们总是非常的兴奋。 因为都是西方人，也不太懂，所以呢，就把 Radha-kund 和 Shyama-kund 当成了游泳池。So
they would jump in the water, they would make water bombs, and they would fight in the water.
然后呢，他们就会一猛子的就跳到了这个湖里面去，然后就打起了水仗，在水里面玩。And
Prabhupada said, "Stop this immediately."
Prabhupada 说，马上停下来。And
he didn't want the devotees to take bath again. He said, if you cannot be respectful and take proper bath with the proper respect and reverence to Srimati Radharani, I don't want you to touch this water.
那Srila Prabhupada就说呢，你们如果不懂敬意为何是什么，你们根本就不尊重 Srimati Radharani 也没有丝毫敬畏之心的话，那我不希望你们去碰 Radha-kund 和 Shyama-kund 的水。And
the best is to come down the steps and to just put a few drops on one's head.
最好呢，还是就是沿着阶梯走下去，然后用手捧起几滴水，洒在自己的头上就好了。So
the glories of Radha-kund and the glories of Srimati Radharani are never expressed enough.
所以呢，这个 Radha-kund 的荣耀，还有 Srimati Radharani 的荣耀，是怎么描述都不为过的。This
is where Radha and Krishna perform their sweetest pastimes.
这也是 Radha 和 Krishna 最甜蜜的逍遥时光所发生的地方。So
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered so many prayers and he danced in ecstasy when he found these two little ponds. Finally, he has found Radha-kund and Shyama-kund.
那么是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就向 Radha-kund 呢进行了祷文。那当他发现了这个 Radha-kund 和 Shyama-kund 的时候，他欣喜若狂地翩翩起舞起来。 因为他终于找到了 Radha-kund 和 Shyama-kund.
Now, what is in this pastime? What is the most important point?
那在这段逍遥时光里面，这个要点是什么呢？
At this point in time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not sent the Goswamis to Vrindavan to excavate holy places, build temple, and write shastra.
那么在目前，在就是在这个逍遥时光发生的时候，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 还没有把六 Goswami 派往这个就是 Vrindavan， 还没有让他们去发掘那些圣地，没有让他们去设立神像、建立神庙，也没有让他们着手开始撰写经典。So
he was the first one to be there.
所以呢。
So because he was the first one to be there, he was the first one to excavate and discover the highest place of pastime in the whole of Braj.
因为他是第一个来到那里的，所以呢，他就亲自发现了，也发掘了这个整个 Braj 整个 Vrindavan的最神圣的地方。
In other words, now that he had discovered Radha-kund and Shyama-kund, the Goswamis could do everything else.
也就是说呢，他现在亲自已经发现了 Radha-kund 和 Shyama-kund， 那么剩下来的事情就可以都交给六 Goswami 去完成了。
As a matter of fact, much later on, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent Raghunath Das Goswami, he took charge to actually build the water tank that we know today. That was the work of Raghunath Das.
那我们今天看到的 Radhakund 和 Shyamakund, 实际上是在 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的训练下 Raghunath Das Goswami 建成的也就是后边有这个台阶然后这样 四方形的这两个湖。
And there are many pastimes which are related to the excavation of those two kunds.
那这两个 kund, 这两个就是湖到底是怎么样挖掘出来的怎么样建成的 也有一些故事。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu collected some mud, some tilak, and he took that with him.
那其他鸟马哈巴布呢就取了一些 tilak 一些圣泥就随身 带着走了。
Then from Radhakund, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sumanas Lake, and there he could see Govardhan Hill.
当他离开了 Radhakund 之后就来到了 Sumana 湖从 Sumana 湖他可以一眼看遍这个 Govardhan 山。
When Lord Chaitanya saw Govardhan Hill, he immediately paid obeisances, falling down on the ground like a rod, and he embraced one big rock from Govardhan Hill.
那么当主见到了 Govardhan 山的时候，他立刻就五体投地的顶拜了。他就像是一根棍子一样。Govardhan 山进行顶拜，而且他紧紧地拥抱着一块 Govardhan 的岩石。
So in ecstatic love,
，就来到了 Govardhan 山的村子。
So for the bus in the morning, the road arrives at the crossing.When you go right, you go towards Radhakund, and when you go left, you go towards the Govardhan village.
那么去过 Govardhan 山的奉献者们可能就知道，如果坐着大巴的话，就会停在一个十字路口，然后往右拐的话就是 Radhakund， 如果是往左走的话，那就是 Govardhan 村。
And before you arrive at the village of Govardhan.You drive past Kusum Sarovar.
当你要进入 Govardhan 村之前，你就会经过花湖 Kusum Sarovar.
So when you get to the Govardhan village, you walk a little bit more, and you get to the famous place called Manasi Ganga.
那当你进入了 Govardhan 村的时候，你继续再往前走一点，就来到了非常著名的 Manasi Ganga.
And right next to Manasi Ganga, the lake of Manasi, is the temple of Haridev.
那么就是在这个 Manasi Ganga 湖边呢，旁边那就是这个 Haridev 庙，非常著名。
So Haridev is a very beautiful deity of Krishna that is 5,000 years old.
Haridev 呢，是一个五千年之前的 Krishna 的一个神像，非常的著名。
And this Haridev deity has been worshipped for such a long time, and it's still visible today. Many devotees go and take darshan there.
那么多年来呢 ，Haridev 呢，他就这尊神像一直得到了崇拜，直到今天还有许许多多的奉献者前往去觐见他。
So, Prabhu's footsteps.We begin the parikrama around Govardhan by first going to Haridev.
所以呢，就是说，当我们去追随着主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的脚步，到了登山的时候，我们首先呢要向 Haridev 神像顶拜。
The actual Govardhan parikrama does not begin at the road crossing, does not begin at Kusum Sarovar.It begins at the Haridev temple.
那么，真正的名副其实的这个 Govardhan， 绕拜 Govardhan， 实际上就是不是在前面说的那个十字路口那里开始的，也不是在 Kusum Sarovar 花湖开始的，而是要从 Haridev 神庙开始的。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to dance in front of the Haridev deity, and so many people came to see him.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在 Hari Dev 神像面前跳起舞来，人们从四面八方赶来见他。
And next to the Hari Dev temple is the place known as Brahmakund.
在 Hari Dev 庙边，那有一个地方叫做 Brahmakund。
So Lord Chaitanya took bath at Brahmakund.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就在 Brahmakund 中沐浴。
And Brahmakund is a place where Lord Brahma offered prayers and apology after stealing the calves and the cowherd boys.
那这就是说 Brahmakund 这个地方呢，是当时主 Brahma 偷取了所有的奶牛还有牧牛童之后，然后他向主 Krishna去这个忏悔道歉觐见祷文的地方。
So Lord Chaitanya took his lunch there.
主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就在那里用完午餐。
And he spent the night there.
在那里过了夜。
But during the night he began to think to himself.
到了晚上的时候呢，他就这么想。
He thought to himself, I know that Gopal is on the top of Govardhan Hill.
他想呢，我知道这个 Gopal 神像就在山顶上。
But I am not going to climb on Govardhan.
但是我不想爬 Govardhan 山。
Why would Lord Chaitanya not climb on Govardhan?
那为什么主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 不想爬 Govardhan 山呢？
Because Lord Chaitanya is in the role of a devotee, of an acharya.
因为主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，他是一个 acharya， 一位奉献者的身份出现的。
And devotees don't climb on Govardhan.
奉献者是不会顺着 Govardhan 山往上爬的。
Therefore, 2 years ago, 3 or 4 Chinese Matajis committed a big offense by walking on Govardhan.
所以说呢，大概两三年之前，有几个 Mataji 呢就走在那个 Govardhan 山顶上，这实际上是一个很大的冒犯了。
And they were thinking that this is very normal, that we can just do that, but actually they committed a big offense.
他们以为这个很正常，可以随便在 Govardhan 山上面走，但是实际上呢，却是一个非常大的冒犯了。
No one, nobody steps on Govardhan.
谁都不能踩在 Govardhan 山上。
If the animals do it, the animals are different. If the locals want to do it, that is their business. But devotees of the Krishna consciousness movement, and even from the Gaudiya Math, or even from any Vaishnav Sampradaya, do not step on Govardhan.
那就是说，如果是那些动物，它那个在这个Govardhan山上面山顶走，那这是很正常的。那如果是当地的噶瓦丹的居民们，登上这个噶瓦丹山，那也是他们的事儿。但是所有的这些 Vaishnava 奉献者，包括 Gaudiya Math 的这些奉献者，任何一个Vaishnava Sampradaya 传承中的奉献者，都是不可以随便踩到这个噶瓦丹山上，就是不能随便登上去的。如果登上去的话，那就是一个很大的冒犯了。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was wondering, how am I going to get the darshan of Gopal if I don't step on Govardhan?
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就在想了，如果我不能爬到 Govardhan 山上的话，那我怎么样才能够亲眼看到 Gopal 神像呢？
So Gopal went down so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could have his darshan.
于是呢， Gopal 主 Gopal 神像呢就亲自的从 Govardhan 山上面下来见 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu。
So Gopal came down from the top of Govardhan and stayed at the village known as Anakut Gram on Govardhan Hill。
于是呢， Gopal 神像他就下来了，就待在一个叫做 Anakut Gram 的一个村子里面。那这个 Anakut Gram 呢就在 Govardhan 山。
Anakut Anna, remember the word Anna? Food. Kut means hill. This is where there are so many pastimes that are related to Govardhan.
那这个 Anakut 呢？那这个 Anakut 的意思就是山丘的意思。那就是整个这个 Govardhan 山上到处都是逍遥时光。
And these pastimes have been narrated in so many different literatures written by the Vaishnava Acharyas.
Vaishnava Acharya 们，历代的先生们，用大量的这个文献描述了这些Govardhan山的逍遥时光。
Because Govardhan was the most favored playground for both the coward boys and the cows and also the gopis.
因为戈尔丹山呢，实际上就是那些牧牛姑娘们，还有牧牛童们，还有奶牛最喜欢嬉戏玩耍的地方。
Krishna and the coward boys and Krishna and the gopis, they perform pastime in all the 12 forests of Vrindavan.
就是 Krishna 和牧牛姑娘们 ，Krishna 和牧牛童们在文达文的十二座森林都上演了很多的逍遥时光。
But their favorite spot where they mostly went regularly was Govardhan.
但是他们去的最多的，也是他们最喜欢去的，还是 Govardhan 山。
So many pastimes took place there, but especially we know the pastimes of the lifting of Govardhan Hill.
那么在戈瓦丹山呢，实际上有许许多多的逍遥时光。在所有的逍遥时光当中，我们最熟悉的就是 Krishna 举起了戈瓦丹山。
And Anakutagram, Gram is village, of course. Anakut means the hill of food, which Lord Krishna convinced his father to bring together as an offering to Govardhan as opposed to an offering to Lord Indra.
那么 Anakut Gram 呢，其实就是指的就是这一段逍遥时光了，就是小 Krishna 说服了他的父亲把所有的食物都堆放在一起，像一座山一样供奉给Govardhan。也供奉给了 Govardhan 山。Instead of offering to Brahma.
To Brahma, right. I said Indra. So Krishna manifested as Govardhan and ate the whole offering.
Krishna 就把 Govardhan 的所有的这些供奉呢都吃了下去。
And then returned everything.
然后又把所有的一切又归还给了。
But while he was eating, he kept saying, "I'm your, I'm your, give me more, give me more."
但是当他吃所有的这些食物的时候，他一直在说 "I'm your, I'm your, 再来一些，再来一些。
And this is where Gopal came so that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could have his darshan.
所以呢，这个就是 Gopal 神像就亲自的下来，然后这样呢，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就可以得到了他的 darshan.
But we know that there is a history to that Gopal deity that we narrated when we began the Madhya Lila.
那么就是呢，就是关于这个 Madhya Lila 的这个逍遥时光里面所描述的这些呢，也就是从这个地方开始。
And that was the story of Madhavendra Puri.
这里有一段逍遥时光，这个名字就是 Madhavendra Puri 的逍遥时光。
Who discovered Gopal in the bushes of the jungle around Govardhan？
这个Madhavendra Puri 呢，就是在 Govardhan 的这个灌木丛中找到了 Gopal 神像。
Because the Muslim soldiers they came to attack the villagers, so they had to hide Gopal in the bushes。
因为呢，当时这些穆斯林的这些侵略者们。来就是侵袭这个戈瓦丹山，这个于是呢，奉献者们就把神像就给藏到了地下。
So this Gopal deity was actually moved from the bushes. Sometimes the Gopal deity lived in people's home. Sometimes move around to this village, that village. That Gopal deity went everywhere.
所以呢，奉献者们就把这个戈帕神像呢，其实就是。东躲西藏，有的时候藏在树丛里面，有的时候藏到某个奉献者家里，然后又挪到另外一个奉献者家中。
It's interesting because it doesn't matter where this Gopal deity went, the worship was always carried on, even secretly.
所以说呢，就是说不管这个 Gopa 的这个神像到哪里呢，这个对 Gopa 神像的这个崇拜是一直不断的，奉献者们一直在秘密的崇拜 Gopa 神像。
And everybody had gone because they were so afraid of the Muslim. So the Gopal deity again moved from place to place.
那么穆斯林在侵略的时候呢，大家都害怕的都跑走了。那这个Gopa 神像呢，也就从一个地方被带到了另外一个地方。
So in the morning, Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu 的时候呢 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就在 Manasi Ganga 中沐浴。
And then he walked all around Govardhan Hill.
然后他走遍了整个的这个 Govardhan 山。
And he remembered all these wonderful pastimes that he had to that he had participated in 5,000 years ago.
然后呢，他就知道了他五千年之前上演逍遥时光的所有的地方。
And he recited this beautiful verse.
所以呢，他这个时候他就诵读了非常美丽的这一段诗。
Antayamadri Rabala Harida Savario Yadrama Krishna Charana Sparsha Pramodaha.Man matanori sahago ganayosta yarosvat paniya suyavasa kandara kandamule. This is a beautiful verse which was spoken by the gopis in glorification of Krishna and Balaram.
那么这是一段牧牛姑娘们所颂唱的非常优美的诗文，就是来荣耀Krishna 和 Balaram 的。
Of all the devotees, this Govardhan Hill is the best.
在所有的奉献者中，这 Govardhan 山是最出色的。
All my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram as well as their calves, cows, and coward friends with all kinds of necessities, water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruit, flowers.
我的朋友们啊，这座山，给了 Krishna、Balaram 以及他们的小牛犊、奶牛和牧牛童的伙伴们各种各样的必需品，喝饮的水、柔软的草、山洞、水果、花草、树木、蔬菜等等。
In this way, the hill offers respect to the Lord.Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant.
这座山就以这种方式向主致以顶拜，它被 Krishna 和 Balaram 的莲花足触碰， Govardhan 山看起来是如此的喜悦。
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then took birth at Govindakund. So now Govindakund is after this Anakut village.
这个时候呢，接下来就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 在 Govindakund 中沐浴。这个 Govindakund 呢是在 Govindakund 呢是在那个 which one? 这个 Which after which one?
I just said Anakut village.
在 Anakut 这个村庄的这个后面就是 Govindakund.
So when you do the Govardhan Parikram, you begin the Parikram at the Haridev temple, which is situated at the Govardhan village.
所以说呢，当你去这个朝拜 Govardhan 的时候呢，你首先从这个Haridev 的这个神庙开始，那个 Haridev 的这个神庙呢是在 Govardhan 村。
Then you begin the Govardhan Parikram and you arrive at the Anakut village, which is known as Aniyor village.
那么然后你再到这个 Anakut 村，这个地方呢就是在 Aniyor 村。
Then you keep walking and you arrive at Govindakund.
然后你继续再往前走的话，就到了 Govindakund.
And Govindakund is the lake which was formed by Lord Indra bathing Lord Krishna when he apologized to Lord Indra, to when he apologized to Lord Krishna.
那这里呢，就是说 Indra 王天帝 Indra， 他 为那个主 Krishna 沐浴的时候所形成的这么一个湖，他一边为他沐浴呢，一边向他道歉。
And Govinda Kund is also the place where Manavendra Puri was doing his meditation.
啊，那这个曾经在这个地方，也就是 Govinda Kund 呢 ，Manavendra Puri 也在这里做过冥想。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the village because the deity of Gopal was kept moving from place to place. He finally saw the deity of Gopal at the village called Gontuli Gram.
因为就是这个 Gopal 的这个神像从一个地方被藏到另外一个地方，在很多的地都去过很多的地方。那这次呢，就是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu就来到了一个叫就被称为这个 Gontuli Gram 的一个村子里面，觐见到了 Gopal 神像。
So, Gontuli means that this is the very first time that Radha and Krishna were together alone.
那在这个 Gontuli 的 Gram 的这个地方呢，是 Radha 和 Krishna 第一次单独相见的地方。
They were very young children.
他们都是小孩子，很年幼。
And to mark their union, they tie up their clothes together and made a big knot.
然后他们当时就把两个人的衣服，就是在下面打了一个结，表示呢他们两个人永远在一起。
So they would never be separated.
就是表示他们永远不分离。
And that this pastime is called Gontuli. So the place of the village is called Gontuli Gram.
那这个地方呢，这个逍遥时光呢，就被称为 Gontuli。那这个地方就叫 Gontuli Gram。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu finally got to see the Gopal deity.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，最终于看到了 Gopal 神像。
And this deity of Gopal is also 5,000 years old.
那这个 Gopal 神像呢，它也已经是五千年历史了。
Let's not forget that Krishna's great grandson fashioned 300 different deity of Lord Krishna.
那我们别忘了，就是 Krishna 的这个曾孙，他曾经造了 Krishna， 按照 Krishna 的样子造了300尊 Krishna 的神像。
And these deities were spread around Braj, and over time they disappeared in different locations, and then gradually the acharyas and the great devotees got these deities again ready for worship.
那么就是随着时间的流逝呢，这些三百尊的这个神像就分散到了这个 Braj 的各个角落，但是慢慢的呢，就是这些 acharya 们，宗师们，然后还有奉献者们，就一尊一尊的又把他们发掘出来了。
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorified the deity of Gopal.
那 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 呢，就荣耀了 Gopal 神像的。
Because this Gopal deity has a very special form.
因为这一尊 Gopal 的神像，这个形态非常的特别。
Vamastama rakshayasya bhujadanda sa putava krida kandu katamyena nito govardhano giri.Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, may the left arm of Sri Krishna, whose eyes are like petals of lotus flower, always protect you. With his left arm, he raised Govardhan Hill as if it were a toy.
那是 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就说，愿 Sri Krishna 的左臂，愿莲花般眼的Krishna 的左臂永远的保护您。他用左臂举起了 Govardhan 山，就好像 Govardhan 山只是一个小玩具。
So the deity of Gopal actually has many stories and many pastimes.
那 Gopal 的这个神像其实有很多的故事，很多的逍遥时光。
But this deity of Gopal, the left hand is lifting with a finger.
那这尊神像就是 Gopal 的这个神像呢，他是举起了左臂。
And you can see that deity even today if you travel down to the desert of Rajasthan at the temple of Nathdwar. This is where the Gopal deity is today.
那如果说你继续往南走，就到了拉加斯坦的沙漠里的话， 那里有一个 Natapur 的这个神庙里面，你就可以看到 Gopa 的这个神像了。今天这个 Gopa 神像就迁到了那个地方。
So that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed for 3 days, and for 3 days he had constant darshan of Lord Gopal, and on the fourth day the deity went back to Govardhan.
那么其实。就是在土耳其参加马哈帕布在那里一连三天都觐见了这个 Gopa 的神像，过了三天之后 Gopa 神像就回到了果瓦丹山。
So the deity was carried by the devotees and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was walking with the deity on Parikram and there was this huge kirtan.
那奉献者们就抬着 Gopa 的神像在路上朝拜土耳其参加马哈帕布呢，就跟随在 Gopa 神像的后边一起向前走，同时奉献者们在大声的 kirtan。
So from the bottom of the hill, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu looked at the Gopal deity going back on top of the hill.
所以呢，就是，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 就在这个山脚上，然后就一路的就是目送着这个 Gopa 神像上了 Gopa 当山。
So in this pastime, we see that the deity is not just made of stone. The deity is none different than Krishna and reciprocates with the desire of the pure devotee.
所以从这段逍遥时光中，我们可以看到神像不仅仅只是石头而已，它会跟奉献者进行交流，它会回应奉献者对它的爱。
So we should never think it's actually mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam.That we should never think the deity to just be made of dull matter and stone.
那在圣典菩萨法坛里面，就是说，我们千万不要以为这个，神像都是由粗钝的这种物质元素所组成的。
Now, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explained that it was the same later on when Rupa and Sanatan Goswami went to live in Vrindavan. They also did not climb Govardhan Hill, and Gopal.Came down to see them.
那 Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami 说，之后当这个 Rupa Goswami 和 Sanatan Goswami 来到了这个 Vrindavan 的时候，也是一样的。他们也没有沿着这个 Govardhan 山登上了山，然后去觐见Gopa 神像，是 Gopa 神像主动从山顶上下来来见他们的。
Rupa Goswami had become very old.And he wanted to see Gopal. Gopal was on Govardhan Hill, so Gopal made arrangements so Rupa Goswami could see him.
Rupa Goswami 当时已经非常的年迈了，也走不动道了几乎。那这个 Gopal 神像从山顶上面下来，就这样子呢赐予他打赏。
So where did Gopal go? He went to Mathura this time.
那 Gopal 这次又去了哪里呢？他去了 Mathura.
And he stayed in Mathura for 1 month.
在 Mathura 待了一个月。
So Rupa and Sanatan went to Mathura and stayed at the house of a Brahmana for 1 month to have darshan of Gopal.
那 Rupa Goswami 和 Sanatan Goswami 这一次就来到了 Mathura， 就来到了那个 Brahmana 的这个家，他们在那里待了一个月。
But Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami were not alone in Mathura for 1 month. There were so many devotees who went with them.
当时 Rupa Goswami 和 Sanatan Goswami 也不是就是单独的在，就他们待在这个 Mathura 的，和他们在一起的还有许许多多的奉献者们。
And the other Goswamis of Vrindavan, they also went.
还有这个在 Vrindavan 的其他的 Goswami 也跟随着他们。
So, after 1 month, Rupa and Sanatan went back to Vrindavan, and Gopal went back to Govardhan.
然后呢，就是过了一个月之后 ，Rupa Goswami 和 Sanatan Goswami 就回了 Vrindavan， 而 Gopa 神像呢就回到了Govardhan 山。
After this description of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya with Gopal, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the faraway place of Kamyavan.
在这个 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 和 Gopa 神像的这一段逍遥时光之后 ，Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 又继续往前走，就来到了 Kamyavan。
Kamyavan is south west of Braj. It's practically on the border with Rajasthan. And we will find out what happened in Kamyavan, and we will hear about the specific position of Kamyavan.
那我们呢，就是在下一节课中的时候，再讲一讲Kamyavan，也讲一讲这个Kamyavan的独特的意义。So
you can all sit under a tree, take your prasadam, and wait for next week's narration.
所以你现在呢，可以找一棵树坐下来，荣耀菩萨的，然后等着下一星期我们继续往前走。Hare
Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 请您看一下大家有没有问题。Can you repeat the second offense because they didn't hear? And the second offense to the Holy Dharma.
All this is what, that question?
第二个冒犯没有听到，我们再重复一下。The
second offense is to think the Holy Dharma to be temporary.
第二条这个冒犯的意思就是说以为上帝是短暂一世的，而真假帕布说感谢帕布与翻译有关能否在拉达库沐浴的问题还有点迷迷糊糊，有的马哈拉就说可以，有的马库鲁说不可，有的奉献者下去沐浴，有的不敢下去。刚才您听到在库沐浴一次便能得到对 Krishna 最高的爱，有的奉献者疑惑自己都沐浴了好几次了，怎么还没有得到？ Papa 说在 Radha Kund 游泳等于剃 Radha Rani 的头，所以呢，有关能否在此湖沐浴的问题，请开示。Regarding the question whether we can take baths in Radha Kund and Shama Kund, I'm still very confused. Some Maharaj said it was okay to take baths. Some Guru said no. Some devotees went to the Kund to take a bath. Some devotees was hesitant out of fear. Just now you mentioned that even taking baths once in the Kund, one can get the highest love for Krishna. However, many devotees were very confused because they have bathed a few times, but still they haven't got the love for Krishna. Prabhupada said to swim in the Radha Kund was not different from kicking Radha Rani's head. So regarding whether we can take a bath in the Kund, please give us more enlightenment.
Okay. So if you observe how the residents take bath in Radha Kund,
如果你看一看，就是观察一下那里的居民是怎么样沐浴的话，
you just sit there and you watch how they do it.
你就知道了，你就可以坐在那个台阶上面，然后你就观察他们是一种什么样的方式来沐浴的。
And you will see that they are very, very highly respectful.
你会看到，他们的态度是非常的恭敬的。
Of course, Radha Kund now is visited by all sorts of people. It's become a very popular place, but Radha Kund actually is exclusively for Gaudiya Vaishnavas.
当然了，现在呢，很多人都会去Radha Kund，Radha Kund呢就成了就像是一个游览的圣地一样，很多人都会去。但是实际上，传统上呢，这个 Radha Kund 和 Shama Kund 应该只是为 Gaudiya Vaishnava 准备的。
Now, regarding the question whether one gets pure love of Krishna by bathing in Radha Kund, yes, but you have to be a surrendered devotee.
就是说你关于你问的这个问题，在 Radha Kund 中沐浴是不是就可以得到了对 Krishna 最高的爱了？那这个有一个前提，就是你是否是一个真正的全心皈依的奉献者呢？
In other words, it's not a mechanical process.
换句话说，沐浴不是一个机械的动作。
By bathing at Radha Kund, one gets eternal benefit, but if you don't surrender, that benefit is just up in the air, waiting for you.
那就是你在Radha Kund里面沐浴之后呢, 的确你就得到了这个人子，但是就是你，但是他还是像悬在半空中一样的等待着你的完全的这个皈依。
One has to submit oneself with full humility at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani and beg for service, not just take baths thinking, oh, here is another auspicious activity which will give me some benefits.
就是说你必须要带着完全的这种谦卑在 Radharani 的莲花足下顶拜，祈求 Radharani 能够允许你来真诚的服务于他，而不是说只是这么简单的在他的湖里面沐浴一下，然后就觉得你可以得到了什么益处了。
So some senior devotees will caution the devotees, says, be careful, better you put 3 drops on your head, it's as good as taking a full bath.
所以呢，一些年长的奉献者，资深的奉献者就会警告我们，让我们要非常的小心，还不如最好还是就是取3滴水洒在自己的头上，避免冒犯。
And some other senior devotees said, it's okay, you can take bath.
还有一些年长的奉献者说，没有关系，你可以去沐浴的。
But when you tell someone, it's okay, you can take bath, you have to teach them how to take bath.
但是呢，当你跟别人说，在这个Radha Kund里面是可以沐浴的，那你也得教他应当以一种什么样的方式来沐浴。
In other words, you see the local devotees how they take bath. They first pay full obeisances, then they put few drops on their heads, and then they proceed very, very cautiously right on the edge of the kund, and then they just immerse themselves 3 times under the water, and then out. They don't stay there. You understand?
然后呢，就是一般来说，你观察他们是怎么样沐浴的，首先是在台阶上面。是要顶拜往下走一点，然后取一些水洒在自己的头上，然后再把自己浸没到这个湖里三次，让自己的头浸没到这个Radha Kund湖底，但是他不会一直待在那里，就立刻就出来了。
Last year I spent the whole afternoon on my own, right on at Radha Kund, right on the side of Raghunath Das Goswami Samadhi, and I was watching.The local Babaji's, how they were taking bath, and they were all doing the same. 3 drops of water, pay obeisances, and then they immerse themselves 3 times and they come out. Finished.
那去年有一个下午，我待了好长的时间，就在 Raghunath Das Goswami 的这个 Samadhi 的边上，我坐在那里去观察当地的这些圣人们，他们是怎么样沐浴的。他们就是这样，非常的。简单，就是在头上洒3滴水顶拜，然后进入到湖中，然后把头沐浴，就是没到这个湖水当中，然后进去出来3次，然后就从湖中出来了，就是。
And there is no need to listen to the pandas and give money to get blessings.
而且呢，你也不要去听当地的那些 panda 跟你游说，也不需要等着。
You don't get blessing by paying money.
就是你不是花钱，就是要得到祝福，并不是用钱换来的。
We pay with our heart, with full surrender. That's the currency.
我们用完全皈依的心，来支付，而不是用钱。
So this is the way we take, but we don't swim in Radha Kund.It's not a swimming pool.
所以说我们呢，就是说，这就是我们在 Radha Kund 中沐浴的方式，而不是说在 Radha Kund 里面去游泳，因为那不是一个游泳池。
Sometimes the local kids they go and play in Radha Kund where they are locals, they bridge buses, they do what they want.
那就是有一些当地的一个那些小孩子就会到 Radha Kund 里面去玩，去游泳玩水。那他们是这个。圣地的居民，所以说他们完全可以，他们想做什么就做什么。
But the proper procedure, what I have seen done by senior most devotees, is they go into Shyama Kund first, then they go to Radha Kund second, and they do this 3 times.
那我看到那些年长的资深奉献者，他们是先进入这个 Shyama Kund, 然后再到 Radha Kund, 就这样子有3个回合。 三次。
That's the proper way to take bath.
啊，这个是沐浴的一个正确的方式。Sumuki Rada, 感恩 Papu 和 Mataji 的讲课，请问我们是否应该努力的规范休息，在获得了足够的净化之后再去朝拜圣地呢？So my question is, should we make our best effort to do sadhana or regular practice, spiritual practice before we get enough purification and go to the holding down? So that we can get enough purification before we go to the holding down.
Yes, this is very good.
对，您刚才说的这个是非常好的。
If, for example, you know that you're going to Vrindavan for Kartik.
就比如说你准备要去这个 Vrindavan 去过这个 Kartik 月。
Then you should prepare yourself consciously.
就是首先呢你在这个意识上要有所准备。
1 month before going.
在你去到那里要提前一个月。
Every day you should read.More about Vrindavan.
每一天呢，你就要更多的读一些有关 Vrindavan 的这个描述。
Every day chant more rounds.
每天要多念圈。
Every day beg the spiritual master to be blessed to enter the holy dham.
每一天呢，你都要得到这个古鲁们对你的这个祝福，允许你赐福你。有这个资格去进入到这个圣地。
This is the proper way to enter the holy dham.
这个是进入这个圣地的一个正确的方式。
And we should always ask permission from the Vaishnava and the spiritual master to enter the holy dham.
所以我们永远要首先要得到 Vaishnava 和灵性导师的这个仁慈，就是得到他们的允许之后，我们才进入 Govardhan， 我们才进入到圣地。
Not just buy a ticket, get on the plane, get off the plane, get to do a taxi.Get off the taxi and then go into the guest house and life is normal. No, we enter the holy dham. It's very, very important.
不能说买张机票，上了飞机，下了飞机，打个出租，然后就到了宾馆，然后就住下了，这就算是到了这个圣地了。这并不是进入圣地的一个正确的心态。
And not think, I can't wait to go to Lloyd Bazaar to do my shopping.
而且心里面还一直惦记着Lloyd Bazaar 到集市里面去购物去。
No, we should think, I can't wait to roll in the dust.
你不要迫不及待地等着购物，你应当迫不及待地等着到圣地的泥土中打滚，尘土中打滚。
I can't wait to put my hands in my bead bag and chant some very good rounds.
你不要，就是你要迫不及待地要把手放入你的念珠袋去念诵。
I can't wait to do some service to the devotees in the dham.
我已经迫不及待的要去向这个圣地的奉献者们去做服务了。Rajendra Prabhu 询问到 ，Gopa 神像在 Govardhan 山上，奉献者不准许登山，谁来服务神像呢？有谁能去朝拜呢？所以神像本人自己下山，住在山下的村里接受朝拜吗？So you said Gopa deities is on the top of the Govardhan hill and devotees are not allowed to climb up on the hill. So who will serve the deities? Who can go and take darshan of the deities? So does that mean that the deities will frequently come down from the hill and accept the and give darshan or accept the worship at the foot of the hill where is the village is.
The deity was moved to Rajasthan a long time ago.
就是这尊神像 Gopa 神像很久很久之前就已经迁居到了Rajasthan 邦了。
To the village of Nathdwar.
就已经到了这个 Nathdwar 了。
That's what it's called the Nataji deity.
因为他在 Nathdwar 呢，所以他被称为 Nataraj 神像。
Nataji.
Nataji 神像。
And this deity of Nataji actually received the most opulent worship of any temple in India.
那就是在所有的印度的所有的这个神庙之中，那他吉神像得到的这个供奉是最丰盛的，最隆重的。
There's a whole history how the deity made its way down to Rajasthan.
啊，就是这尊神像郭发神像是怎么从郭瓦丹山下来，又怎么去到的这个拉贾斯坦邦的这个 Nathdwar 这个地方呢？就是有一个故事的。
So you have Jaipur.
所以呢，就是有这个有 Jaipur.
And then 6 hours by bus further south, you have Ajmer and Pushkar.
然后往坐车六个小时的大巴，就到了开始
Ajmer.
Ajmer and
Pushkar.
And Pushkar 和 Ajmer 两个地方。
6 hours further down.You have the tiny village of Nathdwar.
然后再往下，就是往南六个小时呢，就到了 Nathdwar 这个地方。
That's where the Gopal deity is.
中华神像就在那里。
And then 2 hours south of Nathdwar is the beautiful city of Udaipur.
然后Nathdwar 的再往南两个小时就是 Udaipur 这个很著名的那个地方。
Okay.
Udaipur.Smoky Radha 他自己说，我为什么说 Raj 的尘土是达到纯粹的 Bhakti 的重要元素呢？Why do we say that the dust in the Raj is the most element, important element to attain pure Bhakti?
I am surprised you're asking that question, Smoky Radha.
Smoky Radha 问了这个问题，让我感到很吃惊，很惊讶。
The very first reason is that Krishna walks everywhere.
就是其中一个最高的最重要的一个因素是因为就是 Krishna 的脚步能走到。
The second reason is that the gopis walk everywhere.
就是说 Krishna 是到处走的，然后gopi 们的这个足迹也遍布着这个文达文。
The third reason is that.All the cows walk everywhere.
然后第三个原因呢，也是这个，母牛们也是到处走的。
And the fourth reason is that all the Vaishnavas walk everywhere.
第四个原因呢，就是所有的 Vaishnava 的这个足迹呢，也是把文达文都踏遍了。
So that dust is actually highly powerfully spiritual.
所以呢，这个尘土呢，就蕴藏着极大的灵性的力量。
That's why the devotees, when they arrive in Vrindavan, the first thing they do is pay obeisances so they can touch the dust.
所以这就是奉献者们他们初到这个文达文做的事情，就是首先先顶拜，然后向这个文达文的尘土顶拜。
There is one devotee, Prabhupada disciple from New Zealand, every year for Kartik, all day what he does is roll in the dust.
有来自新西兰的一个奉献者在卡蒂克月的时候，他每天做的事情就是在尘土里打滚。
Because that's a very powerful way of making spiritual progress.
因为这是一种得到灵性进步的很重要的就是很有力量的方式。Sumukhi Radha Dasi 时呢说，为什么说 Shamakun 和 Radha Kun 是所有 Radha 和 Krishna 的逍遥时光中最崇高的地方呢？ Why do we say that the Shamakun and the Radha Kun among all the pastimes places of Radha and Krishna is the highest and the most worshipable place?
Because it is situated at the foot of Govardhan.
因为它是在这个 Govardhan 山的山脚下。
And Rupa Goswami has established the worship of Mathura as being very exalted.
那 Rupa Goswami 呢，他就确立说， 这个对这个 Mathura 的这个崇拜是非常的崇高 Mathura 是非常崇高的圣地
He has established the worship of Vrindavan as more exalted、
然后他说崇拜这个 Vrindavan 呢比崇拜 Mathura 还要崇高
And the worship of Radhakund as most exalted、
然后呢他说呢就是崇拜 Radhakund、是最、高的崇拜
Because that is where Radha and Krishna perform their eternal pastimes.
因为这也是、Radha 和 Krishna 从事他们逍遥时光的地方。
At the foot of Govardhan Hill.
就是在 Govardhan 山脚下。
And Govardhan, as we read previously today, is Haridas Varya. He is the dearest of all devotees.
那么就是。被他也被称为 Harivardaya
Haridas
Haridas Varya
Varya
是对奉献者最亲密最挚爱的地方
Next question
下一个问题当奉献者们聚集在公园里一起去 Sankirtan 的时候人们会显得不像在庙宇中那么的谨慎和崇敬大家随便的打断唱诵讲话到处走动的情况是否也是一种冒犯呢怎么做才是正确的呢怎么做才能把奉献者和圣灵所到之处都变成圣地呢 When devotees gathered in the park and perform Sankirtan, people won't be so cautious and respectful as what they do in the temple.They probably would、interrupt, will stop the chanting and、have a conversation here and there, or walk around randomly. Is it an offense? What is the best way to do Sankirtan outside? How should we do to turn all the places?Where the devotees and the holy dhams reached into a holy dham.
Wherever you chant Hare Krishna, that is a holy dham.
无论你是在什么地方唱诵、圣名的那个地方都是圣地。
So, if you are chanting in the park, then that place becomes auspicious.
如果你是在一个公园里面唱诵的，那这个公园就是非常的吉祥的了。
And you may not be free enough.To chant like we do in the West, so sometimes you have to stop and do other things.
那可能你没有办法像我们在西方，那样子就是可以随意的去唱诵，所以有的时候呢，你可能就会停下来，做些别的事情。
Because the park is a casual place.
因为公园就是一个比较随便的一个地方。
It's a place to relax.
是一个非常。放松的这么一个地方。
Now, if you were going to chant in the park and you would have 100 people around you, you wouldn't have no time to stop and relax and talk. You would just keep chanting all the time.
但是如果你在那儿唱诵的时候，然后周围有100多个人在看着你的话，那么你可能就不会随随便便的放松下来，就会一直的唱诵下去了。
But chanting in the park, even if nobody is there, is always benefit.
那你如果到公园里去唱诵，即便是周围没有什么人的话，也是非常好。
Because if people are not there, the trees can hear, the grass can hear, the birds can hear.
因为即便是那里没有人，那里的树木啊、花草啊，那里的鸟儿也都是能够听到你的声音的。So next question， 请问帕布圣地的泥土可以吃吗？Gopi Dana, can we eat the dust in the holy dham?
Sure, just don't make a big feast out of it because you may not be able to digest.
当然了，圣地的泥土是可以吃的，但是不要把它当成大餐吃，不然的话你就消化不了了。
There are actually certain sweets that are made with that contain also some mud.
就是在圣地有一些甜品，那个甜品里面也有一些就是圣地的泥土。
Yes.
Okay, that's it.
Okay. So, just sit under the tree and wait for next week.
好，那大家现在就在这个树下休息吧。我们等着下一星期再见。
You can go to Radhakund and take bath.
你们可以到 Radhakund 去沐浴。
This lecture is broadcast from Sanya.
我们现在是在三亚给大家讲课。
And we are returning to Beijing today, so we will broadcast from Beijing next week.
今天就回北京了，所以下一周星期三的时候会在北京给大家讲课。
Thank you, Sumukhi Mataji.
非常感谢 Sumukhi Mataji.
Thank you, Krishna Premi, for your translation.
感谢 Krishna Premi 的翻译。
Thank you to all the devotees.
感谢所有的奉献者。
Thank you for your questions.
感谢你们的问题。
Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Govardhan Leela Ki Jai. Radhakund Shyamakund Ki Jai. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Kashadesh Yatra Ki Jai. Go Premanande Hari Hari Bo.
白坤台之音服务员一聆听，亲爱的奉献者们，今天的永恒的Chaitanya的基于Chaitanya Charitamrita的讲课就到这里结束了，我们下周同一时间再见。祝愿大家度过一个充满着 Krishna 智慧的快乐的一天。 Hare Krishna。